KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, being brought to you this morning by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
And now take a look at the latest sports here for you this morning here on KJAN. Starting off with high school baseball and softball scores for you from around the area last night. In baseball play, it was ADM topping Atlantic 7-5, but Chad Christensen did hit two home runs in that ball game there for the Trojans. Bishop Heelan Catholic was a winner in a doubleheader over Sioux City West, 10-8 and 8-6. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Southeast Webster Grand 15-5 in five innings. Council Bus Abraham Lincoln beat Council Bus Thomas Jefferson in the first half of a doubleheader, 10-0 in five innings. And TJ got AL in the second game, 4-1. And Lewis Central beat Tri-Center 10-4 last night. Madrid over Guthrie Center, 7-6 in eight innings of play. Perry beat Denison Schleswig 15-6, Trainer over Sydney 12-2, and Van Meter beat West Central Valley of Stewart 14-1. In softball play, Adair Casey over Villisca 6-5, Bishop Heelan beat Sioux City West by a score of 14-0, Council Bus Abraham Lincoln over Council Bus Thomas Jefferson 8-1 in softball. Also in softball play, Fremont Mills over Orient Maxburg 12-5, Greene County over Roland Story 7-4, Harlan topped Missouri Valley 12-1, Lennox got by Nottoway Valley 4-1, Shenandoah beat Essex 11-4, Trainer shut out Corning 5-0, and Underwood over Logan Magnolia 8-6. Also last night, girls class 2A regional soccer first round action got underway, and that those contests were played last night. The winners moving on to the 2A regional semifinals. It'll be played next Tuesday. In 2A Region 2, Council Bus Thomas Jefferson beat Carroll 6-0. Perry over Denison Schleswig 3-0. The semifinal matchups there in that region will be Perry at Council Bus Abraham Lincoln at 5 o'clock and Council Bus TJ at Lewis Central at 6 o'clock next Tuesday. In 2A Region 3, Glenwood beat Winterset last night 4-3 and Norwalk over Sheridan 3-0. The semifinal matchups there next Tuesday will be Glenwood traveling to Greenfield to take on Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey. That'll be a 6 o'clock start, and Norwalk is at ADM at 6 o'clock as well next Tuesday. Getting underway today is boys' state singles and doubles tennis, and that'll be taking place for Class 1A athletes at Byron's Park Tennis Complex in Waterloo. And things get underway here this morning with pictures, followed by the coaches' meeting at 8:30, and then seating meetings will follow the coaches' meeting, and play will get underway. Singles qualifiers include Pete Walker of Red Oak and Jordan Nelson of Red Oak. Also, doubles qualifiers include Atlantic's Tyler Fisher and Noah Welter. Also, Jake Honorson and Adam Weezer of Atlantic playing there. Creston Orient Maxburg will send out Colby Taylor and Bryce McElravy today in action at state tennis. Also, boys' state golf begins today around the state with area classes competing at different locations, and that'll get underway with a tee time of 12 o'clock here today and 8 o'clock on Saturday, weather permitting, of course. Class 3A at Ames Golf and Country Club getting underway today. At Atlantic will be competing there, including the individuals of Evan Schuler, Sam Markham, Travis Olson, Ben Nelson, Nick Berry, and Cooper Zablocki on that team. Creston Orient Maxburg also competing in the team race. Carson Whittington, Trey Thompson, Sam Hartsock, Hunter Sickles, Kanan Summers, and Christian Grumanis on that team there for Creston. Also in Class 1A at Lake Panorama National Resort in Panora, individually, Patrick Ahrens of Guthrie Center will be competing. And in the team race there, Riverside will be competing. Eric Rock, Tyler Kruger, Christian Jorgensen, Jake Conway, Tim Brink, and Mike Wilson on that team there for the Bulldogs. Longtime Iowa Hawkeye sports broadcaster Jim Zobel has died at the age of 91. KCCI-TV in Des Moines reported late Thursday night that Zobel had been in the hospital recently for health problems, but was at home on Thursday preparing for his Sunday radio program on WHO when he died. His wife and WHO radio general manager have confirmed Zobel's passing. Zobel broadcast Iowa Hawkeye football and basketball games on WHO radio in Des Moines for 49 years. He was inducted into the Iowa Sports Hall of Fame in 2007. He was known for his signature call, "I love it, I love it, I love it," whenever the Hawkeyes did well on the field or the court. He retired from play-by-play in 1996, but continued doing regular sports broadcasts on the radio after that. Iowa baseball coach Jack Dom is out after 10 seasons with the Hawkeyes. Iowa athletic director Gary Barta announced Thursday that Dom's contract won't be renewed after a decade leading the state's only remaining Division I program. Dom, hired by Iowa in 2003 after 10 years at Creighton, was 235 and 302 with the Hawkeyes. Iowa reached the Big Ten tournament just three times during Dom's tenure, and his final team finished 22 and 27. Dom was on a one-year deal set to expire at the end of June. Barta says the Hawkeyes will be looking for someone who fits the culture of the school as it searches for a new coach. And college basketball fans have something to look forward to this fall. That's a longer season. The NCAA has moved up the date that men's basketball programs can begin their first practices of the year by 2 weeks. But in doing so, they did not allow teams to have any extra practices, according to Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. And Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg says he's in favor of the change. Iowa State women's coach Bill Fennelly says that the biggest difference with the extended practice time will be more flexibility of when to take days off during the year. And once again, Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg with his thoughts there on the new situation.
I like the rule change with having a couple extra weeks of practice. We'll have 30 days of practice and 42 days to prepare for that first game. Just the women have had that. So in talking to Bill, he said he really enjoyed it and he liked the rule. So gave him a little bit of extra time to prepare for that first game. So I really like that.
The new rule allows teams to begin practice 42 days ahead of their first regular season game. Based on last year's schedules, most teams would begin practice on September 29th or 30th. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In other sports here this morning, scores for Major League Baseball yesterday was Toronto over Baltimore 12-6, Detroit over Minnesota 7-6, Cleveland 12-3 over Boston, and the Angels beat Kansas City 5-4. That was an American League action. In the National League, just one game yesterday, Pittsburgh beat the Cubs 4-2. In the Pacific Coast League baseball play yesterday, Iowa beat Las Vegas 4-0 and Omaha 5-1 over Tucson. Today's games see Omaha at New Orleans and Oklahoma City at Iowa. In other sports, Chris Kreider scored at 7:03 of overtime, and the New York Rangers forced a Game 5 in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals by beating the Boston Bruins 4-3. Chicago was down 3-1 in the Western Conference semis after Jimmy Howard turned back 28 shots and Jacob Kindle scored the game winner in Detroit's 2-0 shutout over the Blackhawks. And Jonathan Quick handled 24 shots, and the LA Kings took a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference semifinals by blanking San Jose 3-0. In hockey news, the Colorado Avalanche have dipped into their past to mold their future, hiring former Avs goaltender Patrick Waugh as head coach and vice president of hockey operations. He'll work in the front office alongside Joe Sakic, who was recently promoted to executive vice president of hockey operations. The Avalanche won two Stanley Cup titles with the duo on the ice, and the organization is hoping that they can turn around a downtrodden team. Mike Krzyzewski is staying on as head coach of the U.S. men's national basketball team through at least the 2016 Olympics, calling it the ultimate honor. Krzyzewski took over as coach at the USA basketball program, began its national team program in 2005. Since then, Krzyzewski has led the U.S. men's team to Olympic gold medals in Beijing in 2008 and in London in 2012. Miami Heat forward LeBron James and Los Angeles Lakers guard Kobe Bryant head the list of players named to the All-NBA first team. James was a unanimous selection, and Bryant was selected to the first team for the 11th time. Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant, San Antonio center Tim Duncan, and Clippers guard Chris Paul were also selected. Ryan Palmer matched the first-round record at Hogan's Alley, firing an 8-under-62 for a one-stroke lead over John Rollins in the PGA event at Fort Worth. Graham DeLate, Morgan Hoffman, David Hearn, and John Peterson are two strokes back, while defending Colonial champ Zach Johnson had an opening round of 69. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning for you here on KJN Sports, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.